بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. As you all aware that in the last 1-2 weeks the Hujjaj have been returning from Baytullah, from Haram, from Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and the dua for the Hajj also, which we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should learn these du'as and rehearse them as we can. Many brothers read them in English, but try to learn the Arabic. The barakat is different in the Arabic language. The du'a for the returning haji: قَبِرْ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ قَبِرْ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ وَغَفَّرَ ذَنْبَكَ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ. Beautiful du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When meet the Hajj, we make dua for him. May Allah accept your Hajj. And the Hajj himself should feel in his heart, may Allah accept my Hajj and accept my life also. And my entire life become the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For the Hajj to be accepted, there are conditions also. To complete the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, may Allah accept your Hajj. Wa ghaffara dhanbak. May Allah forgive all your sins. Wa akhlafa nafaqatak. Whatever you spend, your nafaqa, your kharcha, your expenditure for Hajj, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala replace it. So the very important point in this dua, in the life of the Haji, and for all of us, we are coming to the end of the Islamic year. And as we say, this life has become a rat race. We are racing right now. We are racing against time. We are losing time very, very quickly. Already Islamic year 1445, 1445 years after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to an end, and I don't know how many more years I have. The reality of my life, we don't know, we are unaware, but this could be the last sajda of my day. I don't know whether I will be alive by Zuhr time or not. But the race is on right now. For the Haji also, the return from Baytullah, the race is on. He's come back from Hajj, all his sins are forgiven. When he says the labbaik, Hadith Sharif says, the stones, the trees till the end of the earth makes labbaik with him also. When he goes to Baytullah, that he makes istilam of Hajar al-Aswad, as if now he is shaking the right hand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has no right hand, but so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then when he comes to the day of Arafah, as if Allah Ta'ala says, now you're not fit to remain within the boundaries of Haram, go out of the Haram boundaries, go to Arafah. The Quraysh during the days of Jahiliyyah, they would never leave Muzdalifah. They had so much of pride, we belong to the people of the Haram, we will not go beyond the boundaries of Haram. So when it came to Deen-e-Islam, Allah Ta'ala says, now, O Haji, leave the boundaries of Haram also. Go to Arafah, cleanse yourself out, make dua, and make dua for the ummah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahumma ighfir lil hajj wa limani istaghfara lahu al hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji, forgive for all those that he made dua of maghfirat and forgiveness for. Now you cleaned out. Forget all your fancy lifestyle, your brand names and your trend. Now it's only your ihram. Come and sleep in Muzdalifah. No hotel. There's no boarding and lodging. No bed and breakfast. You're the mehman, the guest of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, now you are cleansed out, no pride. Now you are fit to come back to Baytullah. So we know during the days of Hajj, we followed the Hujjaj. Now we come into the end of the Islamic year. The Hajjis have returned. And as Ali radiallahu anhu say, he says, the biggest concern is not to do the amal. The real concern is the acceptance of the amal. Fajr Salah, Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq. We didn't come on our own. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. Hum aaya nahi, laya gaya hai. We haven't come on our own, we have been brought here. Is it that I wake up for Fajr without an alarm clock? Allah woke me up. It's a fazl of Allah. We are only living in the fazl of Allah. And ulama explained the fazl of Allah, the grace of Allah. We can't even translate in English. But for our own understanding, they say fazl of Allah is bansela. Allah is giving free. Rahmat or cheez hai. To get the rahmat of Allah, we should do amal. Allah is giving free of charge. We didn't deserve it, Allah Ta'ala is giving it. So to do the amal is easy. The real concern is to get the amal accepted and to preserve the reward till the day of the weighing on the scales, till the day of Qiyamah. to preserve it. For the Haji also, for us also, coming to end of the year, the race is on right now. Whatever a'mal I did for the year, the qurbani they have done, the month of Ramadan, the zakat have distributed, the fikr and the concern is, did my Allah accept it or not? The Haji, has Allah accepted my Hajj or not? Hassan Basri will say, rahmatullah alayhi, the sign of acceptance is that the heart yearns to go back to Baytullah. I want to go back to Kaaba Sharif. I want to go back to Madinah Munawwara. And now there's a change in my life. There's a change in my life and also in our lives. There's a change. I want to get back over there. And ultimately, I want to get back to where I've come from originally. Mawlana Sulaiman Jaji would say, rahmatullah alayh, he would ask the people in Nizamuddin. He would say, kaha se aaye hain? So no reply. Say, Jannat se aaye hain. We came from Jannat. So he says, we come in this world, magar wapas jana hai. Na akela, sab ko lekar wapas jana hai. Say, we have come from Jannat not to go back alone. We will take the entire ummah and go back to Jannat. That was the call of the day of Arafah and Mina. That you are part of the ummah, the Fajr Salah, you came today also, fikr for the ummah. Fikr for my children, for my neighbors, for the people of the locality. As we always say, when you're driving the roads coming Fajr Salah, make dua for all those homes where the lights are off right now. They haven't woken up this morning. To make some dua for them, make some fikr for them also. Lift our hands, make dua. How can we change the conditions around us? So one is to preserve our a'mal. The important point for this morning is how to preserve the amal that we don't do any action that destroys the reward of the amal. We don't do any action that destroys the reward of the amal. Ulama give an example. A person has a running tummy. He has diarrhea. But he's still eating such foods. He's taking medication to stop it. But he's not changing his diet. He's taking all the medication, but not changing his diet. So the effect of the medication will not be there. So we can do the amal, but to preserve it, we're doing amal that are destroying the effect of this amal. The Quran says, لا تبطلوا أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Don't destroy your amal in such a condition you're unaware also. So we should see in our lives right now, there are a'mal and things and sins that destroy the effects and the rewards of our a'mal. One is the sin of the tongue. There the list are too many. One is ghibat, this speaking bad about people, destroys the effect of our a'mal. And more pertinent for us right now is the sanctity of the masjid. The masjid is not a park that we sit on chairs and discuss worldly things. We destroy the effect of our salah immediately. The masjid is the house of Allah. We sit as the slaves of Allah. Yes, we have different facilities for those that are old, those that are aging. But now we find youngsters sitting on chairs also. And we sit around like in the park that we are having some meeting. They say, don't even come to the masjid because we have a parcel to give somebody. We're coming to meet only Allah. We come here to meet Allah and sit in the house of Allah as slaves of Allah. So we do such amal sometimes in the house of Allah that destroy the amal also. And when you see the effect of it, ulama say this also, that when you come to the house of Allah, you take so much of nur, so much of barakat, of fajr salah, Quran tilawat, malaika here right now, they're making dua for us. Allah is boasting about us. Malaika are changing their shifts right now. There's so much of nur that is coming down, that we should be taking this nuru back home, that the wife and family can feel he came from the house of Allah. Like when we come from the grocery store, they can see he came from the shop right now because the boot is full of groceries. But when we go back home, we know more than often, the family will ask, why it took so long? Where you went? There is no effect of salah. There is no effect of Quran tilawat. Because before we reached home, we destroyed the effect already. So how to preserve our amal, the talking in the masjid. As Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, one sitting in the masjid in Nabawi, and two people were speaking at one corner. He didn't even raise his voice to say, keep quiet. He took a pebble and he threw at them. And then he called them, where are you all from? We're from out of town. If only you were from the people of Madinah Munawwara, would have beaten you all up. Dare you talk in the house of Allah. So to keep the sanctity of the masjid, very, very important. If we need to talk, we go beyond outside the masjid. We need to use a cell phone. Sometimes we're making deals on the phone. We're just browsing the phone, etc. Ulama say right now there's a concern in the ummah that the house of Allah is it free from these futile activities. In the effort of tabligh, at one time we had a seventh point also. Tarkiya la ya'ni. Leave all these vain and futile acts. We need to do it, we go outside the house of Allah. Come in the house of Allah and keep the sanctity of the masjid. So very, very importantly, one is now the sanctity of the masjid, the use of our tongues, the use of our eyes. Within our homes, the hadith is returning also, when it comes to the parda within the home. To bring all complete deen in our lives, shouldn't be in the day of qiyamah, that we go there and we have no a'mal. Ya Allah, what happened? But you did this. You broke my command. You left out the sunnah. This destroyed your amal. This destroyed your amal. This destroyed your amal. We'll find the zoo rewards there. Just a simple example ulama give when it comes to ghibat. Sometimes we also say, I'm not making ghibat, I'm just telling you. What is ghibat after all? Or we say, I know speaking bad about him, I'll tell him on his face also. Double sin, don't hurt his feelings. They say the effect of ghibat sometimes with the tongue, sometimes with the eyes also, just looking at somebody and referring to him in a bad manner. They say, what is ghibat? Ghibat is like a person that is working hard in his dunya. He's making all effort, he's doing the business, etc. And all the profits he goes and deposits in his opposition's account. He deposits all the cash, he does the EFT in his opposition's account. He made the effort and he deposited the money there. He said, you made all the effort of deen, and by ghibat you deposited the money in the one that you don't like into his account. Allah Ta'ala save us. So take note, my dear brothers, when it comes to the house of Allah, the place of dhikr, Quran tilawat, and to listen to the talks of deen, to show respect to the house of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.